is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Mass murder in Mosul. Campaign workers evacuated. I'm Christopher Cruz. CNN is reporting that ISIS terrorists have executed 284 men and boys in Mosul as coalition troops continue their efforts to retake Iraq's second largest city. Correspondent Arwa Damon near Mosul says the terrorists are not going easily.
The organization's best weapon is these suicide car bombs that it sometimes keeps laying in wait as the troops get closer when they have perhaps let their guard down.
No reports of illness after an envelope containing white powder was sent to Hillary Clinton's campaign office. Correspondent Bree Gingras is there.
Those tests did show that substance was not hazardous, but even still, according to law enforcement, they had to evacuate one of the floors of the Clinton campaign headquarters here in downtown Brooklyn.
Twitter, Spotify, Amazon, Netflix, many other popular websites all running smoothly this morning after a sustained attack on Friday that started in the East Coast and spread to other parts of the U.S. I'm Christopher Cruz. What did he know and when did he know it? Testimony from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's former deputy chief of staff shows Christie may have known about the George Washington Bridge lane closures ahead of time. Bridget Kelly said she talked with Christie about a traffic study plan a month before the closings, and he approved it. Airbnb has been dealt a major blow in one of its top markets, New York. It plans to challenge a new state law.
Airbnb plans to file a lawsuit challenging the New York law that authorizes fines of up to $7,500 for people who advertise a vacant apartment in a multi-unit building for less than 30 days. The company says the law signed Friday by Governor Andrew Cuomo is unconstitutional and benefits what the company calls price gouging hotels at the expense of everyday New Yorkers who rent out space. I'm Barbara Cusack.
AT&T may announce as early as tomorrow that it has finalized a $100 billion deal to buy Time Warner. I'm Christopher Cruz.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
This is one of those odd stories that gets your attention. The United Nations has appointed Wonder Woman as an honorary ambassador.
The decision came as part of a campaign to raise awareness on achieving gender equality and empowerment for all women and girls. Lassoing evildoers since the 1940s, the iconic DC Comics Amazonian superhero made great strides in displacing traditional female tropes such as damsel in distress, offering instead a strong, capable heroine with a strategic mind and incredible fighting capabilities. However, not everyone sees Wonder Woman's UN appointment as a milestone worth celebrating. An online petition by concerned UN staff members calls for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to reconsider the choice on the grounds that the character is culturally insensitive, overtly sexualized, and not real. I'm Mike Ramirez.
And I'm Christopher Cruz.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter. Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now. 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
The chill is finally in the air, with high temperatures today reaching the upper 50s to low 60s, with mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 41. Then for your Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high near 71. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low of 49. And then for your Monday, lots of sunshine with a high near 73. From the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House. Dawn Steimer on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. It's going to be a great show. I hope you're ready. We're going to be talking with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric. I've known Mike for a long time, and he's grown a lot. Just a good guy. Just a real good guy. Knows his stuff and has really, really grown. I haven't seen you in a while, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. As we talk about electrical, there's so many things to take into consideration as we look at our own electrical in our homes, maybe in barns and garages, things like that. Just in the 18 years I've been doing general contracting, there's been a whole evolution of the electrical code, and it changes constantly, or at least yearly. Talk about that. Talk about the evolution of the code and what code really is.
Well, I mean, basically, the whole point of basic code came around as electricity came around. People started realizing, there needed to be a common standard. And then they started realizing there was, some danger involved with it, too.
Right.
And so, it's one thing, we get a lot of questions. You go to people home, they'll have us look at something. And their biggest question is this safe?
Mm.
We basically get that a lot, and I always kind of tell people that's, in some ways it's kind of, not necessarily an easy question to answer. Because basically, for example, a lot of people who might ride a motorcycle, some person, they think, riding a motorcycle without a helmet, well, that's perfectly safe. the Harley rider, he looks at guys like, that guy's insane.
Yeah.
How can you ride a motorcycle without a helmet? That's completely unsafe.
Right.
And I'm sitting back and looking at him like, well, I would never get one of those things in my life. And you'll find that too. I think, there's a little bit of parallel. So, cause basically, over the years, we have, codes that came in that started being deal with a lot with safety.
Hmm.
One of the biggest ones you saw originally come in was basically sort of the middle 60s with the introduction of ground wires into the wiring.
Amen.
Cause basically before that, all you had was basically, two conductors about that safety ground.
Right.
And then basically sort of in the 70s, you had some GFI protection introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically in those areas with water hazards to basically help, reduce risk of electrocution there. Then moving forward, we had, basically their induction of smoke detectors, which is probably, really in my opinion is probably one of the biggest thing that basically came around as far as safety was the introduction of smoke detectors. And then, really in about the past 10 years, you had the introduction of arc fault protection.
Yes. And what is that? Because I think a lot of us really aren't clear what that is.
Arc fault protection is basically, what it's looking to do is basically, it's a breaker that detects if there is an arc. I mean, there's two kinds of arcs. You have one, I'm sure everybody's real familiar with me. If you're a plug, basically a appliance with an outlet, sometimes you'll see that little spark.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's an arc. Well, that's basically a series arc. That's basically, you have a hot wire jumping to another one. So it's basically, it's in series.
That mean something's wrong?
No, that's actually common. That's actually common. Because basically what it is, basically that voltage jumping across air.
That makes sense. Because I kind of notice it happens if I plug it in too slowly.
And that's the case. So basically as you're coming closer to that, those two conductive surfaces, they are close.
and that, you know, basically that current will arc across, it'll jump across there. Cause basically air does have some, you know, does have a basically a limited capacity you can conduct voltage and current.
I don't think most of us know that air can conduct current. I mean, it makes sense when you say it out loud, but I never really think about air being a conductor. It is to a small degree.
It is.
Now, why do they require arc fault protectors in bedrooms?
Well, the reason that basically came about is basically, you know, they started realizing in fire studies that, you know, a lot of fires basically come with a call from parallel arcs. Now, a parallel arc is basically a situation where, you know, we all have, you see your plugs, you have your hot, your neutral, and ground. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, that current, basically the arcing between the hot conductor and one of those neutrals. Now, a series arc does not produce a lot of heat, but a parallel arc actually produces a lot of heat. Mm. If you're familiar with basically arc welders, that's basically the same principle. They're basically producing a parallel arc.
Wow.
And if you notice from arc welders, that's hard enough to basically melt metal. Yeah. Now, again, you won't have
wire.
You know, yeah. You know, a parallel arc won't produce as much, but what happens, you can have a parallel arc where it's basically generating a very high temperature arc that's not pulling a lot of current.
Okay. So is that what is going on? If I have a receptacle that gets dark around the edges, is that an arc?
That will come from an arc. That's basically meaning an arc has occurred there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So is that something, if I see that, is that a warning sign? And I'm telling, you know, it's telling me something's wrong. Come and look at this receptacle. Or is that just possibly what I have plugged into it?
That is indicating something's wrong. Now, that could be from your appliance you have plugged in.
I wondered.
And that's not uncommon. We run into those situations where we see those appliances, they're defective, and that's causing the arc, you know, that arc condition there.
Okay.
And actually, that's usually in those situations, that's the most common cause of that. Okay. Usually not.
So if I want to know if it's the appliance or if it's the receptacle itself, I could plug in something different and see if it does the same thing, or once it's black, it's bad.
I mean, once it's black, I would recommend, you know, replacing that receptacle because, you know, at that point, you know, sometimes that black is just a matter of a little suit damage. But again, at that point, internally, if in the outlet, you can't see if that's been damaged or that's been weakened. Yeah. At that point, you're really probably better off just replacing
it. Just to replace it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good advice. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. All right. Join us in this conversation. Mike Truitt is in studio. Been an electrician for a while now, just a family-owned business, local family-owned business. And just Mike's a great guy. He has a vast array of knowledge that we will just begin to tap into today. But we're taking your questions at 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255 when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKM. And then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we've got you covered. State Your Case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, Knoxville, Truitt Electric is the East Tennessee specialist for your residential needs. Electrical work is all they do and the complete focus of their business. Truitt Electric's years of experience and residential focus ensure you get the best service and results for your peace of mind. Call Truitt Electric now and receive $30 off surge protection, $200 off panel replacement, 50% off smoke detector replacement, or $25 off one light installation. For peace of mind, call Truitt Electric at 865-549-7015.
70-15. Games and Things. It's going on now through Monday. The biggest sale of the year, the 36th anniversary sale at Games and Things. 4 days only, now through Monday only. Everything in Games and Things' 10,000 square foot showroom is marked at 20 to 50% off. pool tables from Brunswick and Olhausen, game room furniture, home theater seating, the largest selection of kitchen and bar stools in the area, all on sale for 4 big days. Enjoy special pricing on floor samples, discontinued models, and new introductions. Games and Things manufacturers are offering free upgrades and extra incentives for Games and Things amazing sale, including 6 months same as cash with approved credit. If you have plans for that game room you've always dreamed of, or if you want a home theater for movie night or the big game, you don't want to miss this event. Extended hours Friday, Saturday, and Monday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 1 to 5. Help celebrate Games and Things 36 years in business. Great deals on quality fun furniture for your home now through Monday at Games and Things, Kingston Pike at Lovell Road, because life should be fun.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric, a local family-run, family-owned business, is here in studio with me, and we're talking about all things electrical for your home. If you want to talk to Mike during the week, it's Truitt, T-R-U-I-T-T, electric.com. TruittElectric.com. That's a mouthful in the morning.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Welcome back, Mike. I'm glad to have you here. All right. There's so many different places we can go in this conversation. And we want to give you, the listener, the opportunity to direct some of these things with us at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Some of the things we're going to be talking about this morning are smoke detectors. We're going to talk about ungrounded wires and ungrounded homes. We're also going to be talking a little bit more about arc fault and GFCI protection, as well as electrical panels, sub panels, and we're going to try to get into LEDs and how that affects the amount of amps we draw, things like that. So if you have questions pertaining to any of those, now's the time. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. All right. Let's talk a little bit about smoke detectors. Boy, it's a big deal. And there is a lifespan of smoke detectors, and there, many of us don't know that.
Absolutely. And I found that over the years, that's something that information has not really gotten out there. Because after 10 years, your smoke detectors have a 30% chance fail rate.
30%, really?
30%.
30% chance. And now, what does fail mean? They just don't go
basically
off?
Basically, if smoke fills a room, they will not go off. They will not detect that.
Boy. And there's no warning that they're not...
There is no warning. You can, you know, I'm sure everybody is familiar with the test button of the smoke detectors.
Right.
Well, all you're testing there is if one sees a signal, will the next one in series receive that and go off?
Testing if the smoke is actually going to be detected.
Absolutely not.
Whoa, that's really interesting information. Hmm.
And I find that because I get a lot of reports from home inspectors where they go in and they'll list safety concerns. And, you know, I recently, you know, had a meeting with some of them and I told them, I never see on your reports smoke detectors expired.
Yes.
And so I realized that, you know, people, that information, you know, is not really getting out there to the public. And I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're concerned about that because they get a lot of questions, you know, it's safe. And well, the biggest thing you really want is to have operational smoke detectors.
So really, really, we're at risk if we've been in our home 10 years and we haven't changed them out.
You need to, at that point, go through and change them all
every
out.
Every one of them.
You do it. At 10 years of age, you need to change them out.
Wow. Who knew that? I mean, somehow, we just don't talk about that.
And because that is recent. I mean, that recommendation from the National Fire Protection Agency, that came out in 1999.
Hmm.
Because, you know, smoke detectors, you know, we think of them as common now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when they first were introduced in 75, they were very expensive. So they weren't really required in homes until the late 80s. So we're just getting in that period where that generation of common generation smoke detectors, they're getting to the point where they are expiring.
Wow.
And if you're curious if yours has, if you simply take one down, there'll be a manufacturer's date.
I wondered about, good, I'm glad you said
that. And so it's easy to check.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is something that I run into all the time, that people are looking into.
Okay. You know, so, I'm sorry. So if and when I change my smoke detectors, I may not ask this question exactly right, but I know that to come up to code, they have to be in line in a series.
Correct. Come with current code.
What does that mean to the listener?
Basically, all your smokes now, you know, again, they're AC powered, but basically there is also in that circuit, there's a signal wire. There's one wire that basically runs from every single smoke detector, and it's basically a signal wire.
Okay.
You know, and so when one smoke goes off, it has a wire to send that signal to the other one. Mm-hmm. That's how they go off in series. Now, if your home was built, you know, post mid-90s, you know, all your smokes were required to be connected in series.
Right.
If your home was built prior to that, there's a good chance that you're, you know, you may have smoke detectors that may not even be connected in series. Now, they do sell, you know, smoke detectors that can be interconnected wirelessly.
Yes.
And so, you know, again, if you want an option on that, that's one option you can go to, is at least put up those ones with wireless interconnect.
Okay. So in series, besides the wire, means that when one goes off, they all go off.
They all go off, correct.
How do you know which one is actually causing the signal?
Different brands have, you know, different indications on those.
Okay.
You know, Kitty is the most prominent brand of smoke detectors.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or in a house, I think they have about, you know, roughly 70-80% in the market. The key smoke detector, you know, that will basically blink red for seven minutes, indicate that is the initiating alarm.
Ah, okay.
And so that'll tell you that's the initiating alarm.
Okay. And that's important because especially if there's no smoke technically, you need to know if something's going on and where it's causing, you know, maybe a false alarm.
Those are common. I mean, actually, those are common. And that's really, if you live on a lake, there's a good chance you'll run into some false alarms.
Really? Now, why is that?
Because, I mean, the way a smoke detector works, I mean, they're called ion smoke detectors. So basically, they have a radioactive isotope in them. And they have, you know, it emits that, you know, isotope, it emits an ions, and it's in a chamber, and it basically measures out electrical current in a chamber. Now, there's two chambers. There's a sealed reference chamber and an open chamber. And what you run into is basically when you get on East Tennessee on lakes, there's a lot of humidity in the air, that fog running
Yes.
Well, smoke is basically a little particle that blocks some of those ions, so there's a different electrical current. If it's high humidity, there's water vapor. Right. Well, water vapor is a large particle. And so that will also, you know, block those ions and it will change that electrical current.
Okay.
You know, we run a lot of situations where, you know, in a house on the lake, you know, you might get, you know, we put new ones in there. I'm just dreading that phone call at 2 a.m. My smokes are going off.
All of them.
And so there's a good chance it'll happen. And
so what do we do if we own a lake home to prevent that from happening? Is there a different choice of smoke detectors?
There is. Because basically, you know, building code requires you to have smoke detectors in your garages or if you have an unfinished basement to have one down there.
Okay.
Now, Kitty manufacturer does not want you to put smoke detectors, ion smoke detectors in unfinished areas for that reason.
Really?
And
because
so,
of the moisture.
For that moisture. Now, you could go to basically either a photoelectric or a heat detector.
Okay.
Now, they're
That's
not...
That's more of a fire.
The heat detector is fire.
Right.
I would go to a photoelectric first.
And what's the difference between that and the ion?
Well, the photoelectric, you know, it's basically, emitting basically an optical beam.
Okay.
And so, you know, so basically when the optical beam becomes, at that point you have to get something in that chamber that's going to block visible light.
Gotcha.
And the reason the ions are more popular is basically because, you know, as a fire begins, there are a lot of those unseen vapors that are associated with a fire that the ion will pick up, but the photoelectric will not.
Can you get one that's both?
I have not really ever seen one that's both. It's, you know, really options. I won't say there's not on the market. It's not common.
Okay.
I've never really come across one that's both.
All right. The other thing that's happening is I see smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in one today.
Correct.
Is that a code thing or is that just desirable?
That is a code thing.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really, in response to the introduction of a lot of basically, you know, gas appliances and gas, heating, and air.
Okay.
And so, you know, that basically the notion of that, you know, if you have that dangerous little bit of a carbon in there, it'll basically detect that. That's, you know, that's more of a, you know, the safety hazards with gas that's covering more so than quote unquote actual fire.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is if your gas range or cooktop is not operating correctly, it can be emitting the wrong kind of gas.
Or it's not, or if, you know, if you get one that's burning inefficiently.
Or not venting properly. Oh, it's, here we go with venting again.
Yes, absolutely.
Man, I tell you, and so many times when I'm in a home doing a kitchen, I hear, do I have to have a vent? Yes. you have to have a vent. And we can make it invisible sometimes if I can put it in the ceiling and it's strong enough to do its job up there. Don't shortcut your family by not having a vent.
No,
and it is code.
Yeah, and especially, you know, if you are operating with a gas cooktop, which is very popular.
Yes,
I mean those are very popular. Yes. If you want those, you want a good vent.
Yeah,
because again, you know, you are emitting a fluorine gas in there. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably not. I mean, it won't be. You know, it's not much of, you know, long term. You know. It's not as much a safety concern as, you know, the smoke is, but again, you know,
sure,
you know, there are levels of carbon monoxide for a reason. It's not, you know, you know, if there's enough buildup, yes, you can be overcome by that, or just, you know, the same thing. There are health concerns of having a constant level of carbon monoxide in your house.
Yes. And we're not saying don't get a gas range. We're not saying that at all. We're saying, I think what I'm hearing you say and what I say is, venting is huge.
Exactly.
And if you're introducing a gas range to your family in their home, maybe it's time to consider a carbon monoxide detector.
Yes.
Just to protect your family, not because it's not safe.
And just that too. I mean, you know, the whole notion that it basically gives you knowledge.
Yes.
I mean, because, you know, as you hire us, you want us to go in there and do a good job, and everybody does. And, you know, but you have a situation where the range fails or it's improper insulation. Those detectors can indicate you there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for basically it's an easy, elegant solution. You can replace an existing smoke detector with a combination alarm.
Yes.
And that'll basically give you that knowledge.
Okay. So when we replace those 10-year-old or older smoke detectors, we can use a carbon monoxide smoke detector in its place.
Yeah.
And kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. They sell ones. they have a... You know, ones are solely carbon monoxide detectors, or the popular ones are the combination. They detect smoke and carbon.
All right. So where are they located? Where do you locate smoke detectors now? Because they've changed.
That has changed. You know, that originally, you know, it was on each level. Then that evolved to all sleeping areas. And currently, a smoke detector has to be in every single bedroom, outside every bedroom.
Really?
They want outside.
In and out.
In and out.
Okay. Makes sense.
It is. I mean, you slip your door closed.
Right.
And you want to be able, you know, if your door's shut and a fire's happening outside in the hallway.
Right.
You want to know that before it makes it through your door.
Okay. So then in the garage.
In the garage and on every level. So even
the attic.
If your attic is an unfinished attic,
yes,
it's not required there.
Okay.
But if you have a bonus room that's not a bedroom, then you have to have one there. If you have an attic, some people have the unfinished walk-in bonus rooms. They're required in that situation.
Okay.
An unfinished basement. If you can walk, if you can walk in your basement, stand up, they'll require you to have a smoke detector down there also.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255, taking your questions. First, we have Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning. I've got, and I don't know whether you can address this or not, Mike, but I've heard and I've had some unusual experiences with LED lighting and the impact it would have upon electronics such as computers and cell phones and things like that. I've been experiencing some unusual activity or non-activity, I might say. I put in, first of all, I changed from some incandescent lights to the CFLs, saved a significant amount of money. And then when LEDs came around, I thought, okay, gosh, I can save another 50 to 75%
on
my power. So I put in some terrific bright LED lighting. But ever since I've done that, I've had some experienced some problems with my computers and my cell phone.
Hmm.
Do you know of anything in that area, Mike? Because I have, I'm getting really exasperated by what's happening.
Well, Jeff, I mean, you know, I haven't come across that a lot, but basically, when you all LEDs have a transformer. And so basically, anytime you introduce a transformer in a circuit, you know, it is basically, changing the frequency of electricity. I've never really had it, seen where it basically, affected cell phones. You know, it could basically, affect computers. You know, if your lighting circuit is tied into the same circuit as your computer on.
Mm.
I'm sure we're all familiar with basically the old days when you had the coil tube, TVs. You plug your vacuum in there, turn it on, your TV goes haywire. Well, that's basically a situation where it's changing the frequency of the electricity in that circuit. You know, the same thing is probably happening with your LED lights you have in your computers. That, that could be remedied by basically if you isolate the circuit computers on, so it's on, you make sure it's on a different circuit.
Hmm.
The cell phone, is that when you're using your cell phone, you're having an issue and it's not connected to any power source?
Well, obviously, the cell phones, yeah, after they're charged in that, I'm using those, and I've noticed that if I'm in the same room where I've got these LED lights, that I don't know whether it has anything to do with my signal, but I'm having difficulty where I was getting 3 and 4 and 5 bars, all of a sudden. I won't say all of a sudden, but it seems to have an impact on the quality of the signal, and it will drop down. And I won't necessarily mention, but there's one that has the initials Verizon, and then there's another one that has the initials Sprint.
Yes.
And the doggone strength of the signal seems to drop way down.
Hmm. I hadn't noticed that. That's interesting.
I haven't either. I'd be surprised. I mean, a transformer, all electricity in some forms, I mean, it does emit, a radio wave, but I've never encountered that. And I'd be surprised, if the transformer present on LED bulbs would actually be powerful enough to do that.
Well, I'm wondering about on my computer, because I'm having some major computer issues.
Yeah, I definitely can see on the computer because, at that point, your computer is still tied into the electrical system.
Well, what about when I've got it charged up on a laptop, and I'm thinking, okay, and you just made me think about this. If I've got it charged up and I disconnect from the power source, will that have any impact on the signal? Because does the LED light... you're saying, does it transmit some sort of signal that would...
Like a buzz or something?
Well, I don't know whether it's a buzz, but...
Well, I mean, it does...
I'm having difficulty in maintaining strong... I don't know whether you call it a signal or what.
So even in the daytime,
computer,
when there's no lights on?
If I turn the light off, well, I don't know. Or if I have the light on, but I don't have it... And my laptop connected to a power source.
Hmm.
I would like to kind of take a look at that because, everything electrical, does emit a radio wave. It does emit a frequency can't interfere. That's, why,
they call it an RFI or something like that.
Anything that has a frequency. So that's basically, electricity, operates at a frequency, so is radio. It's just, if you're familiar with basically, if you run an electrical line across a cable line, they'll tell you that interferes that signal. That's that radio wave doing that.
Incidentally, are you familiar with the product LPS? LPS number one.
It's not ringing a bell, the initial stand for.
Okay, there's a competitor called CRC. It's it's a spray. It was developed, LPS was developed for the space industry. I was a rep for LPS, and I used to demonstrate by spraying my hands and spraying the socket. Mm. And I could change light bulbs underwater on a fully...
No, I've never come across that.
Jeff, I'm going to have to run. They're calling me out here. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it very much. I'm going to give out Mike's information if you want to contact him to take a look at that, okay? Have a good weekend. 656-8255, 656-8255. Excellent question. You know, and the LED industry is not regulated yet, so that is a real issue. And I think it's buyer beware still of, you know, what you're buying and where you're buying them and who you're buying them from. We're going to have more electrical questions and answers when we come back with Mike Truitt of Truitt Electric and Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKN.
Rhino Shield. Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color. Especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield. Games and things. Cause life should be. Fun.
It's going on now through Monday, the biggest sale of the year, the 36th anniversary sale at Games and Things. 4 days only, now through Monday only. Everything in Games and Things' 10,000 square foot showroom is marked at 20 to 50% off. Pool tables from Brunswick and Olhausen, game room furniture, home theater seating, the largest selection of kitchen and bar stools in the area, all on sale for 4 big days. Enjoy special pricing on floor samples, discontinued models, and new introductions. Games and Things manufacturers are offering free upgrades and extra incentives for Games and Things' amazing sale, including 6 months same as cash with approved credit. If you have plans for that game room you've always dreamed of, or if you want a home theater for movie night or the big game, you don't want to miss this event. Extended hours Friday, Saturday, and Monday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 1 to 5. Help celebrate Games and Things 36 years in business. Great deals on quality fun furniture for your home now through Monday at Games and Things, Kingston Pike at Lovell Road, because life should be fun.
From mostly cloudy to mostly sunny by afternoon, but it will be on the cooler side with a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 41. Then for your Sunday, sunshine with a high near 71 with light winds out of the southwest from 5 to 10. Then for your Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 49 degrees. For the BLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, you're in for a great show. Mike Truitt is here from Truitt Electric, a local family-owned, family-run business. And Mike is just a wealth of knowledge. I've known Mike a long time, and he really does pay attention to his trade on all levels. We're going to take a call, but we're also taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Mike's up on the line. Let's see if I can get him. There we go. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning. First time I've called your show. I listened to it quite a bit just driving through. But
thank you.
I have one quick question. Mike mentioned arc breakers or arc detector breakers or something. I can't remember the exact terminology.
Arc fault breakers.
He mentioned that they start, that they're required by code in bedrooms, and he kind of touched on it. I was just curious why arcs occur more often in bedrooms than any other room. And if I could follow up that with one other question.
Okay.
I own rental properties. And is this something that would I need to have these items installed in a rental property? Houses that were built, you know, I mean, they were up to current code when they were built, but I guess that's my question, and I'll hang up and listen.
A great question, Mike. Thanks for calling.
The reason, you know, basically arc faults, you know, or basically start out being required in bedrooms is basically they found out, you know, in those situations that usually the parallel arcs we talked about basically mainly occurred with basically the lamp cords.
Lamp cords. Interesting.
So basically that was, you know, the major cause of it.
Okay.
And they initially started them in bedroom sleeping areas because, you know, when they first came out, you know, the technology was new.
Yes.
And they want to, at that point, kind of see how effective that was. And, you know, if it did actually have effect in reducing fires, you know, and how effective it was, if it can be a lot of problems. And so the same thing, you know, most of your cords you use, problems with lamp cords are in the bedrooms. Also, again, that's the sleeping areas.
Yes.
So basically, you know, because basically all thing about fires, you know, half of fires are caused by cooking. You know, only 6% are by electrical. But fatal fires, electrical is one of the, you know, that becomes one of the major causes.
Mm.
You know, so again, in there. Interesting that the national code actually requires arc faults now in all living areas. Tennessee did not. They adopted exception to that to still only require them in bedrooms.
Bedrooms, okay.
And for your second question on basically for rental homes, anything is basically on co-wise, you know, they basically they call a grandfather clause.
Yes.
So if you had a structure that was built prior to introduction of this code, you are not required to install those. So if you had basically a rental house that was built prior to, you know, 1999, when they were first being required, you would not be required to have come back and install arc fault breakers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do any work on that house, if I go in and start installing a new electrical system in that bedroom.
Even a panel? If you switch out a panel?
Switch out a panel, they will not require you to change out the arc fault breakers there. But if I go in and do anything to that circuit in that bedroom, I'm altering it. At that point, it needs to be brought up to code all the way back to my electrical panel at that point. So if I go in there and add a plug in that bedroom, I would need at that point to arc fault.
Now, are they in series? I guess they don't have to be. They don't. Do they announce?
The arc faults? No, they don't.
They just pop.
It's just
GFCI.
Basically, okay. and those you can get all, you know, arc fault receptacles, but it's really just common to use breakers.
Receptacles.
They never have been that popular, and so typically you'll just do arc fault breakers.
The breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if I go to my panel, how do I know if I've got an arc fault breaker?
What you're looking for now is basically you'll have, you know, your standard breaker will just have the on off. The arc faults, they'll have a little button on there, a test button. The most common color for those is basically white now because they're combination types. You know, I don't use, you know, we probably use it. Most electricians have one brand to use. I use, you know, Homeline, and those are, you know, they'll have a white button. You know, same thing, you know, with your ones that are GFI breakers, they'll have a little green test button. That's why you can tell the difference.
See, that's sweet. I'm glad that they've marked those, and I'm glad that they're doing that. Gary is on the line, and Gary has a question for us. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Hi. I had a question about, you were talking a little bit ago about the smoke detectors and CO2 detectors.
Correct.
You sound like you were recommending the combination units for those, and I always thought that the CO2 detectors need to be close to the floor and the smoke detectors need to be high up in the ceiling. Is that not correct?
They don't read basically. I've never come across it on CO2 detectors. You know, they're always, you know, the same situation that they want those basically higher up in the ceiling. I understand your point CO2 is heavier than air. You know, all I know is basically the code recommendations, you know, still want you to have those in basically in the ceiling.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I understand, you know, basically Gary's point is, you know, CO2 is heavy in air.
Right.
And if that's what we're trying to take, wouldn't that make sense to have it lower? You make a good point, but as far as the code and billing officials are concerned, no, that they're still having them there. Now, you could, if you wanted to, have an additional one down low.
See, that's what I do.
You could have one down low. But like code is not going to require that. They want to have one present in the house. They don't necessarily specify as much for the CO2 where it has to be. But
just that it's there.
Yeah.
It's a great question, Gary. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much.
Smart. See you.
Yeah, we have the greatest callers. That's amazing. You're right. You're absolutely right, Gary, that CO2 is heavier than air, so therefore it's going to linger in the bottom areas of your home. And that's why I don't have the doubles, but I'm going to need that because now I need to change out my smoke detectors. But I'd rather have it duplicated and still have something down below where the gas is actually going to hang out if it's an issue.
Yeah, and You know, this is basically, you know, a little bit, you know, of conjecture for that. You know, and part of that, you know, because basically code is basically always, you know, basically a struggle between basically safety and, you know, consumer accessibility.
They want to make sure you're going to do it.
You're going to do it, and it's reasonable to do.
Yes,
and that it's reasonable to do. I mean, if you have a very, you know, strident rule that's very safe, and nobody can afford to do it or it's too much of a hassle, then it won't get done.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about ungrounded wires in homes. Older homes have the two-prong plug, not the three-prong plug. And let's talk about when that's an issue, why that's an issue, and what can I do about it?
Okay. You know, if your home was basically built prior to 1970s, there's a chance you either have ungrounded wire or basically one that with an undersized ground now.
Right.
They used to allow a smaller ground wire size.
Really?
Now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. And they changed that because they basically, you know, for the safety function, they will work. They found that smaller gauge was getting broken too much.
So it was inadequate. It was just not strong enough.
Yeah. It's mechanically not strong enough.
Okay.
But basically, you know, the function of the ground. So basically, you know, for a circuit just to work, you just need a path from the source and a path back to the source. It's your hot neutral.
Big circle.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in normal conditions, your ground wire does nothing, which is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if that neutral breaks, you know, that electricity, that voltage is going to find a way back to earth.
Mm.
And so if you have an appliance or something like that, well, if it doesn't have that another way back, then you become the other way back. You know, and so basically that piece of equipment could become energized. And what that ground wire does, it returns to other paths. So, you know, if that neutral breaks. Or,
back to the earth.
Yeah, or if there's a malfunction and you get voltage to the body, that, you know, basically that metal casing of your range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ground wire, you know, that'll cause a really abundant current. It'll cause that breaker to trip.
Gotcha.
And so basically, you know, the ground wire is basically for a safety issue.
Okay. Can I use those converter plugs? I mean, every once in a while in a hardware store, an old-fashioned hardware store, you'll find these conversions from a two-prong to a three-prong. I can't believe that's really grounded.
No, it's not grounded. you are not giving a ground protection at all. All you're basically doing there is you're just basically creating a way where I can physically plug my modern appliance that has a ground wire,
right,
a ground prong for a reason, into an outlet that doesn't. And so you know, all you're doing there is making it physically possible to plug it in. There is no protection there whatsoever.
Okay. And that's a misnomer. But when you're in an older home, and what is the option? What other options do I have?
And I'm assuming everybody asked that question. They want an option besides
replacing them all.
All right. Wires. There is. And
I'm going to let you hold on to that. If you have an ungrounded home, and you have other questions, we're going to take those when we return with more of Around the House. Let me give you that number, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to Master Construction Alliance.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. The local market's hot, so if you're thinking of selling, go the full 100 yards. Get the most with Ryan Coleman. Jeff Jarnigan here. My friend Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty is the right play to buy or sell. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan is the name I trust. He works directly with all his clients. He won't hand you off to another agent, so you'll get to know him as a friend while getting top dollar for your home. And get this, if your home oddly doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it, so it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your home a hot property, call Ryan today, 693-SOLD. Hometown Realties, where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan has that wedding drive to get you home in the sold zone. To list or buy, aim high, call Ryan Coleman, 693-SOLD. That's 693-7653, or go online, ryancoleman.org.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply. Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works here to tell you some exciting news. Starting immediately, White's is now authorized to sell, fabricate, and install Cambria quartz countertops. So if your interior decorator or contractor loves the look and quality of Cambria brand quartz, come preview all their new colors and designs. From new construction to a simple bathroom remodel, we can handle all your countertop needs. Call us today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Mike Truitt is in the house live with me this morning. Electrician aficionado. I've known Mike a long time. He's grown 10 times from the first time I met him. And it's just really nice to see you here today, Mike, and see how
glad
far
to be
you've
here.
Come.
Glad to be
very, very nice. You're actually working for Master Construction Alliance right now.
Oddly enough, I am. Yes, I am.
You are. If you want to book an appointment or schedule an appointment, you can actually go to truittelectric.com, truittelectric.com, and you can handle that right there online, or you can call 549-7015, 549-7015. Right now, we're taking your calls, and Avi's on the line. Thanks for holding on, Avi, through the break. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Avi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering, how do you test your smoke detector to know that it's working?
Good question.
Okay. There's two things you want to look for. Your smoke detector, it'll have you'll see a little spot for a light there. You want to look for a green indicator light. Now,
sorry, can you speak up a little bit?
On your smoke detector, you'll see there's a small light there. You want to look for a green indicator light. Now, what that tells you if it's getting AC power. Now,
meaning true electrical power. Right.
True electrical power. Now, the other thing you can do is there's a test button on your smoke detectors. If you press that, that'll basically test if your smoke detectors are interconnected.
Hmm.
Now, as far as testing if your smoke detector will go off if there's smoke present, that there's no way to really test that other than introducing smoke to it.
So you could blow smoke near the smoke detector.
You could do something like that. I mean, okay. There's not, I don't know, a commercial product for testing like that.
So then when you push that button, if it goes, if it makes a loud noise, then it's active?
That means it'll signal. Because I want to make a little distinction here what you're getting there. Mm-hmm. That will tell you the signaling function is active and that the smoke detector would go off if it detected smoke. There's not really a good way beyond introducing smoke to see if that smoke detector will actually detect that smoke and initiate. That's why it's important, and we were talking earlier, basically replacing smoke detectors every 10 years.
Mm.
Because, after a 10-year period, a third of your smoke detectors are not going to be operational. They're not going to detect smoke and go off and initiate an alarm.
Is that helpful, Avi?
And can you said that we should have smoke detectors in every bedroom?
The current code is every bedroom. Yes, in every bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and you have to come up to code if you do work in those rooms.
Yeah.
It's not that you're required to make everything code in your house every time it changes.
That's the current code. I mean,
right.
I mean, you're not required to, right now add those in there. But if you were to build a house new or do a lot of renovations, they would want you to bring that portion up to code.
Thank you for your call, AV. I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
Good
you,
day. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-951-8255. 1-800-951-8255. Carol's up next, and she has a question. Let's see if I can get her on here. Good morning, Carol. Hi. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, Carol.
Thank you. I appreciate the show this morning. It's the first time I've been in my car this early, so I tell you, I think I'm hooked on this show now.
Glad to hear it.
What I wanted to say is, when we first moved to Tennessee, I noticed black around the where you plug in your lights and everything, and I'm a little concerned about it. My husband I've asked him every once in a while because I wonder if there's arc in there or if there's a way to test it, because But we came from a house where the owner fancied he was an electrician, the previous owner.
Yeah.
So there was ungrounded wire and plugs in the attic with that insulation. So now I'm a little paranoid about plugs and ungrounded things. So is that something to be concerned about? And the other thing was, before the break, you were talking about converting a two-prong to a three-prong, mm-hmm. and if there was a way that those could be grounded without doing rewiring, and I'd be interested in knowing that too.
Touch briefly on the blacking on the plug there. Usually they indicate something wrong happened. That could be, from the appliance. You know, that could be a situation. You walk by, accidentally tripped over your cord. As it comes out, it creates a little arc and just a little smooth damage. And so really without, examining that plug, I could not tell you that if it's safe or not, or if that was a situation where the plug itself was basically overheating and melting and it causing that black. So that's really impossible.
There's quite a few of them in the house, which, and I told my husband, I said, it seems like something might have arced there. And
something did arc. Something absolutely arced, without examining, I couldn't tell you was that, from the outlet or, from the appliance being plugged in. But something did arc at that location. That's why you have that black smoke.
So it sounds like she should have that checked by a professional to make sure.
Yeah, if you're concerned, have it checked, by somebody to check on that.
Yeah, I will. I will have that checked. Thank you. I wrote your number and your information down to contact you. So, but the other thing was the 2-3 prong because it's one of these houses, from what I understand, that was built in the 40s or 50s, there's only one outlet in the house that accommodates a 3-prong, and I do use some 3-prong with my computers and things. So the question is there anything that can be done about those outlets? That's a little less expensive than rewiring.
What you can do, and basically we run this a lot, as basically it'll function like that. If you GFCI protect that circuit, it will give you the same safety function that a ground wire would. Because basically when a GFCI operates, you have current going out on the hot wire, then you should have the exact same current going back on that neutral wire. Now, if you have a ground fault, that current coming back on that neutral wire will be different from the current going out. And a GFCI, it'll attack, a 5 milliamp difference.
That's a great solution.
And so that will give you a similar level of safety function. Mm. Now, is it as good as a ground wire? No, because you can have a situation where your GFCI will let power through, but will not trip.
Carol, I'm going to have to run. We're just finishing up our first hour, but stay tuned. We've got another whole hour, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. It's a live wire here this morning with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric. Go to truittelectric.com, truittelectric.com, or call 549-7015, 549-7015. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
Thank you for listening. We've got another whole hour of Around the House coming up after this news break. Stay tuned for the next hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Seems that everyone has something to say about the 2016 presidential race.
Hillary Clinton is a weak person.
Trump has lowered the bar.
But we want to hear what you have to say. So we're taking the Phil Show on the road for pancakes and politics. Brought to you by Dayton's Pest Control. The only thing hotter than the short stack on your plate will be the political conversation.
Our final pancakes and politics on the Phil Show. Election Day, November the 8th. We'll be at the Chow Hall, 5704 East Emory Road.
Since 2002, Truitt Electric has been the local leading Knoxville electrician for residential electrical services in the East Tennessee Valley. They take great pride in the work they do, which is what sets them apart from the competition. While other companies offer electrical in their services like a side item on a menu, Truitt Electric proudly offers electrical as their main entree. So you can feel good knowing that they've been mastering the skill of electrical work for many years, as opposed to offering you a menu side item like plumbing and painting. Call Truitt Electric and experience the difference. 865-549-7015.
Games and things, cause life should be fun, fun, fun.
It's going on now through Monday, the biggest sale of the year, the 36th anniversary sale at Games and Things.
4 days only, now through Monday only. Everything in Games and Things 10,000 square foot showroom is marked at 20 to 50% off. Pool tables from Brunswick and Olhausen, game room furniture, home theater seating, the largest selection of kitchen and bar stools in the area, all on sale for 4 big days. Enjoy special pricing on floor samples, discontinued models, and new introductions. Games and Things manufacturers are offering free upgrades and extra incentives for Games and Things amazing sale, including 6 months same as cash with approved credit. If you have plans for that game room you've always dreamed of, or if you want a home theater for movie night or the big game, you don't want to miss this event. Extended hours Friday, Saturday, and Monday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 1 to 5. Help celebrate Games and Things 36 years in business. Great deals on quality fun furniture for your home now through Monday at Games and Things, Kingston Pike at Lovell Road, because life should be fun.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Back to normal. White powder at campaign. I'm Christopher Cruz. Twitter, Spotify, Amazon, Netflix, many other popular websites are up and running this morning following a series of attacks on an internet company Friday called Dine. Correspondent Steve Kestenbaum.
Dine basically takes your request to go to a web page, and they make sure it winds up at the right IP address. They didn't speculate who was responsible for the cyber attack. The Department of Homeland Security hasn't said where it might have come from.
A white powdery substance in an envelope was received at Hillary Clinton's campaign Friday. One floor of her campaign headquarters in Brooklyn was evacuated. Correspondent Bryn Gingras is there.
At this point, we don't know who sent this letter to the Clinton campaign, so we don't know the motivations behind it.
No reports of illness, and a preliminary test now shows the powder was not harmful. A surprise visit to Iraq today by U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter as coalition forces continue the fight to take Mosul. I'm Christopher Cruz. There are reports that ISIS terrorists have executed 284 men and boys in Mosul and dumped their bodies in a mass grave with a bulldozer. The victims were reportedly rounded up to be used as human shields along with their families in the defense against the coalition forces. And when they refused, they were murdered. Correspondent Arwa Damon is close to the city.
Part of the challenge, of course, of liberating the land is the civilian population. Upwards of 1.2 million people still believed to be trapped inside Mosul. And the United Nations reporting that around 550 families were taken by ISIS from villages outside of Mosul, positioned in areas in the city where there may potentially be coalition airstrikes.
A rough weekend ahead for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie following testimony Friday from his former deputy chief of staff. Bridget Kelly said she told the governor about a plan to block lanes on the George Washington Bridge a month before it happened. I'm Christopher Cruz.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children.
And grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
One of the world's most polluted cities is trying something new to help clean up its air.
New Delhi has launched a smartphone app that allows people to report the presence of construction dust or the burning of leaves and garbage in public parks to authorities. The app, better known as Change the Air, has 2 versions. One allows citizens to take pictures of likely pollutants, and the other allows authorities to investigate and act on valid complaints. Over the last few years, New Delhi has struggled with ways to handle pollution, especially during the winter months when the city's air turns to a gray haze. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Emergency crews in central and western Pennsylvania are watching closely this weekend to see if some of the thousands of gallons of gasoline that have spilled have entered the drinking water supply of thousands of people. Almost 55,000 gallons of gasoline leaked when a pipeline broke during a storm that dumped up to 7 inches of rain on the area. I'm Christopher Cruz.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
The chill is finally in the air, with high temperatures today reaching the upper 50s to low 60s, with mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 41. Then for your Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high near 71. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low of 49. And then for your Monday, lots of sunshine with a high near 73. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thank you for making this the most listened to show on the weekends. I really appreciate that. It's just a blast to be here every weekend and be talking with you about home improvement. Special shout out to Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric. Mike did a great job this morning. If you missed the show for the first hour or the second hour and you have a question about a particular item, you can go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Then go to Weekend Shows. We're the second show. Click on that and then scroll down and you'll see the podcasts that are available. Not only is today's show available, but there are topics listed in there about the other shows that we have done. So if you're going through some home improvement, maybe you've got a question about something you want to do yourself, that's a great resource for you, because we bring in industry experts to talk with you about your home improvement projects, what's code, what's not code, things like that. Just a great opportunity for you to do a little bit of research with the professionals that are usually local companies. And speaking of local companies, I'd like to introduce Mike Such this hour. Mike is the owner and CEO of Junk Be Gone. Mike, you've been doing this how many years now?
It's been 11 years. Good morning, Dawn.
11. Congratulations. 11 years. Good morning to you. I'm glad to have you here. A family-owned company. I know your family is very involved in Junk Be Gone and the whole idea of the expansion of Junk Be Gone. You've really expanded.
We've expanded our services in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. My family's always been very involved in the business themselves. My wife came up with the name. My daughter's picked out the bee. So we're just a local company. We've expanded our services and our service area, and it's been great. The people in East Tennessee have been great to us.
That's awesome. Well, and you've been good to us as well. You really have.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about, with the seasonal changes, the fall cleanup. Because
yes,
a lot of us are concerned. Maybe we've let our gutters go, or maybe we've let our garage go.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that we need to think about, and we're going to be doing a fall show here shortly with more things to think about. But today, I kind of want to talk about fall cleanup and what you see out there that's happening right now.
Oh, yes. Well, it's been so hot this summer.
Yes.
And people just kept on putting off cleaning out the garage or getting things ready for the holidays. And this is the time that everybody starts doing that. So, I mean, there's so many different areas that they look at, but all the limbs that are on the ground that need to be picked up.
Oh, you guys do that?
Well, we do the limbs.
Yeah.
Our driveway dumpsters are used for a lot of different things, but when somebody, we have about 50 driveway dumpsters around town now. From cleaning out the garage, you can throw the limbs in there, put the leaves in that dumpster. You can do all the cleanup all around your house. So all the different items can go inside that. And it keeps people from taking so many trips to the dump or to any type of facility that they need to go to. It just saves them so much time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's used an awful lot. And I mean, let's face it, we all have a little bit of relatives coming in for the holidays, whether we want to or not. And you got to get ready for it. I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
Yes.
And cleaning up the inside and outside of your house is really important. And people go crazy right now. It's great. But I mean, no one wants to go outside when it's 90. And
no, I did the same thing. I put off my garage cleaning. And yesterday I pulled in actually, and I was thinking about you. Because you were going to be on today, and I thought, oh, gee, I need to do this.
It's beautiful out this morning, but it's so much nicer if you can get the car in the garage instead of sitting outside.
And not have to squeeze out because you got so much stuff on the side. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Mike Such is in the house, CEO of Junk Be Gone. If you have a question about, gee, how do I get rid of this? Or who could I call to get rid of that? This is the time. And you know, what I love about Junk Be Gone is they don't just necessarily dump it all in the landfill. You guys sort this out.
We sort it. We recycle, repurpose, donate. We do so much with the items to try to keep as much out of the landfill as humanly possible. We have so many places we take it to.
I love it.
We just took a donation of bicycles, a full truckload, over to Kickstand, which they just moved to a different facility, a really nice facility, actually.
Downtown?
It's great to see. They're actually in the old Kearns Bakery.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, are they really? That's a great building.
Yeah, it's a great building, but it gives us the availability to take a truckload down there. They redo all those bikes. And then they donate them to kids who can't afford to have bicycles. So there's so many different places that we take the stuff to or repurpose the
items.
But
you donate this. You don't resell anything.
Well, you know, we donate as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people want items donated that have pet hair and stuff like that on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't because of the allergies that are out there.
Right.
So we recycle a ton. So
but what I'm saying is you don't have a store that you put this in and resell it yourself.
No, we have people who do shabby chic stuff.
Right.
And we have different avenues for all the stuff that
but
we have.
But you donate it all.
Well, we donate most of it.
Okay.
And we donate most of it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But we try to keep it out of the landfills as much as possible.
All right. So it goes to charities like Salvation Army.
Mission of Hope gets a lot of her stuff.
Hope.
Like the tables that they sort everything on came from Brinks when they moved out of their facility here. Okay. So they used to count cash on it. Now they just put all those backpacks and everything together. Yeah. So all that stuff goes there. And we've donated to an awful lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, you know, Catholic Charities get some of the clothing that we get. Over the last 11 years, so many different places. I mean, it's just so many different
places. And you really do have to
taken.
Spread it around because sometimes you guys get so much. I'm sure they just can't take it all.
No, I mean, we do. We get certain items that come in and they'll just say enough. You know, don't bring that anymore. I mean, I think most of the even the office desks over at Mission of Hope came from us.
Wow.
And that, you know, after a while, they're like, nope, we have plenty for all the offices.
Yeah.
Please don't bring any more of those. And those are harder to find homes for than certain other things that
office
are out there.
Office desks.
Yeah,
what
this,
about office outfitters?
They have their own sources of stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, we've talked to them before, but they're not, you know, they're interested in doing their own thing.
Okay.
That's a little bit more difficult. But if it's a metal desk, it can be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of recycling of metals, paper, plastics right now because oil's so cheap, not as much.
Interesting.
So that's not it, but we do cardboard I mean, we take probably two dumpsters full of cardboard every single week.
Wow.
Over to the facility to get it recycled. So we do what we can for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take any of the hazardous material. We're not authorized to take hazardous material, but we can tell people where to take it. We know all the facilities to take it to.
Let's talk about what is classified as hazardous material, or at least some of it.
Toxic chemicals, gasoline, propane tanks, paint.
Paint.
Paint has to
oil.
Be, paint and oil has to be properly disposed of.
Mm.
The nice thing about oil is there's more outlets now than there was in the past.
Okay.
AutoZone, all those type places take it now.
Who takes paint?
You have to take it downtown. If you're in Knox County, it's to Baxter Avenue on Elm Street.
Okay.
Which is the transfer station for the city of Knoxville.
Okay.
It's free for Knox County residents. All they have to do is take it down there. They take it. They properly dispose of it.
Now, do we have to put like cat litter in it before we take it? Or can we just take it?
If it's latex paint and right. you pop the lid and put cat litter in it, it's no longer hazardous. So if it dries up, it's not hazardous.
Okay.
Now, oil-based paints are different. You can't do that with an oil-based paint. You actually have to take that downtown.
Okay.
But a latex-type paint, yes, you can put cat litter in it, let it solidify, throw it right in the trash.
That's when you can throw it in the trash.
Exactly.
Okay, so just to repeat that, if it's a liquid and it's latex, you can put cat litter in it and get it to solidify and dry up and then put it in your regular trash receptacle.
Yes.
And it is no longer hazardous.
It is not hazardous.
It's the liquid that's hazardous.
The liquid that's hazardous.
All right. So if it's liquid and you just don't have the wherewithal or the desire to deal with that, you can take it to Baxter Avenue if you're in Knox County.
Yes.
And there is no charge for that.
There's no charge, and it's the city transfer station.
Okay. All right. So you don't actually pick up the paint?
We do not.
You do not. Okay.
We do not.
All right. Boy, there's just, there's so much to trash today.
There is. You just got to be careful. They don't want the same things that they used to put in the landfills in the 1950s and 60s in those landfills today. Mm-hmm. They're much more careful about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually better for the environment. It doesn't Absolutely. Get into your water system that way.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're taking your questions with Mike Such and Junk Be Gone when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee balls are kind of a big deal around here. We've got you covered with daily sports reports and the Ball Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Don't pay, don't final, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, we give away so much valuable information that I want you to know that we are podcasting our shows right now so that you can search for topics, whether they're related to something you're doing or a show that you heard about from someone else. Go to newstalk987.com, then go to Weekend Shows. We're the second show on the list. Click on there and then scroll down. You'll see the podcast by topic. So maybe it's paint. Maybe it's hot wires. We're talking about Mike Truitt this morning with electrical. Whatever it is, there are going to be topics that are going to be relevant to issues that you have in your home. That's why we're here. Go ahead and search those and check it out. I think you'll find really good information. Right now, we're with Mike Such from Junk Be Gone. Just glad to have you here, Mike.
Always I appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely.
Today. It's great. It's
if you
want
to talk, thank you. If you want to talk to Mike or see some of the services that they require or that they provide, you can go to junkbegone.biz. junkbegone.biz. Sorry. Because I always want to put in junk, just the B.
Just the B.
Gone. And it's BEE because your logo is a bee.
It is a bee, yeah. And there are other Junk Be Gones around the country.
Ah.
We're all independent companies. We're not a franchise.
Right.
But they do own junkbegone.com. And
gotcha.
So ours is Junk Be with the bumblebee and then .biz.
Okay, .biz. Very important part. The office is 675-5865. 675-JUNK.
Right.
Great number. All right. We were talking about fall cleanup, things you can do to get rid of some of the things in your home. But we talked about people doing it themselves. Let's talk about you guys and because you set yourself apart in that you send a couple of uniformed people out that can do the removal for us.
Right. A lot of folks, they either don't have the time to remove the items themselves,
mm-hmm.
or they're just too heavy to remove themselves.
Ah,
so
okay.
Treadmills are a big thing in people's houses, you know, whether they're broken or just not utilized. Armoires, you get new furniture upstairs
wow.
that you need carried down. Our most common items, big screen TVs, and I think we're one of the few folks in town, we recycle all our electronics.
Oh, good.
So even televisions, and many people throw the TVs away now because there's not an outlet. Well,
yeah.
we have a number of different electronic recyclers that we utilize, but the TVs all get recycled. But we take multiple big screen TVs every
wow.
single week.
Really?
And get them out of the houses. Those big dinosaurs are are very heavy, but that's why we have our guys out there. I think Jay and Jacob are out there today, and they're doing a bunch of removals, but those are very common. Couches are extremely common.
Mm.
Hot tubs. We
really?
Take so many hot tubs. Most of the time, we cut them into four pieces, load them in the truck, and off they go.
Mm-hmm.
But when a hot tub hasn't worked for 3, 4, 5 years, and they get those little creepy crawlers in the bottom of it or collect the leaves this time of year,
mm-hmm.
it's nice to get them out of there and utilize that space in a better
yeah.
way.
And really, I think it's kind of almost a safety hazard at that point.
It gets to the point where you don't want somebody
to fall in
trouble
or crawl in or
right.
whatever.
Yeah, you don't need any problems there. And then we also, a few years ago, we started taking down sheds and garages and small, we call it light demolition. So I can't tell you how many 12 by 12 sheds have deteriorated, look like they're going to fall down in the backyard. And they are dangerous.
Yes, they are.
And we do get rid of an awful lot of those, multiples on a weekly basis.
So you take them down and then you haul them off.
We do. We get
and clean up.
We completely do the whole thing. So
wow, that's
everything's
a great
gone
service.
At the end.
That is a great service, especially because sometimes if we've lived in a home for 30 years, all of a sudden we realize that that shed back there is not the way it was when we moved in.
Exactly. Detached garages, yeah. Those are very common.
Ooh.
Because most of the time a detached garage that was built in the 40s, 50s, and hasn't been properly taken care of, those are ready to go.
Yeah,
an awful lot of time. Yeah. We do. I mean, like I said, it's the smaller items. Sometimes single wides and double wides will do those.
Oh, really?
Too.
Okay.
Yes. So people will buy a new piece of property and they want to clear it all off and put something else on it. So we'll get rid of the old ones of those too.
All right. Lucas has a question. Let's see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Lucas. Welcome back to Around the House.
Well, great to hear you. Good morning. I want to ask you, guest, I've got a couple of buildings outside. And the question I have, I've got a few, if they loaded, they are full. And there's a few items in there I want to keep, and they're like antique stuff. I don't want to be a burden. If I was to hire them to come out and clean them, I don't want to be out there and saying, well, no, I don't want this to go. I want to save this. How would y'all work that out? Do I need to get out there and pull my stuff out or what first? No, and I got a piano. Do you haul pianos out?
We do pianos. We do an awful lot
of
pianos.
Thank God. I've got a piano I need to get rid of.
Yeah, we do pianos. And a lot of people are doing exactly what you say. And no, that's exactly what we do. So when you want a shed cleaned out and you want to keep some of it, when they're pulling it out, you can say, hey, no, I want to keep that. And it just goes to the right, and to the left is where we put all the stuff into the truck. So that's fine. And we do that all the time.
But
pianos are one of our, I think we're one of the few companies in town that actually take old pianos. And we take them, I can't tell you how many we've taken in a year, but I bet you we probably take 2 or 3 a week. But we send out either a 2 or 4 man team, depending where it is in the house. And then we get that out of there. And unfortunately, most pianos are hard to find a home for anymore. They're almost impossible. But we do try to
donated to me by a church many years ago, and it's out tune and it's looking bad. And I just need to get it out.
I understand. Well, we'd be happy to help you.
Okay, I'll get my pencil ready in a few minutes. When she gets that number out, I'll be calling you next week.
Sounds great.
Thanks again for another great program, ma'am.
Thank you for calling, Lucas.
Bye bye.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation about removing things from your home that you don't want, maybe taking down a shed that's falling down, or a question about a toxic material you're just not sure how to get rid of. We have the Junk Be Gone CEO and specialist in the house, 656-8255. If you want to get a hold of Mike Such during the week, Lucas, this is for you. You can go to junkbegone.biz, junkbegone.biz, or call the office at 675-5865, 675-5865. All right. We've got another caller on the line in just a second here. We'll pick that up. Where were we with taking things down? You said single wides and double wides. Wow, I'm surprised about that.
Yeah, single wides and double wides. It's funny because certain times of year lead to different type of cleanups that we do.
Interesting.
In the fall, and actually in January and February, an awful lot of people are cleaning up property to get ready to either sell or to build.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a key time period for those two things. So we're doing an awful lot of that. House cleanouts.
Full house cleanouts.
And a lot of times what happens, especially when somebody passes away, they'll come in from out of town. The relatives will take all the memorable items that want to keep, but they need to get that house ready for sale.
Right.
Well, we start in the attic, go all the way to the basement, clean the entire house out.
Wow.
So it's ready to, at that point, be sold. So that's very common for us.
You're going to help me clean my attic?
Absolutely. Attic, basement, flooded basements.
Flooded basements. Oh, man, what a mess. Yeah, that's awesome. So do you work with the insurance company for that?
Actually, it's the homeowner.
Okay.
Now, they do put the claim in with the insurance company for what we do, but we bring a dumpster out, and the two-man team fills up the dumpster.
Wow. That's a job.
Very few things are recycled out of the flood. Most of those things are all thrown away, so...
All right, we've got Ken on the line. He's got a question for us. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, good morning. So I've been living and breathing what he's describing right now. My dad passed about a year ago, and my mom, unfortunately, well, she's still living, but unfortunately, she had become kind of a hoarder. And long story short, they had a pretty big house, about 5,000 square feet, and she was living in about 600 of it, and the rest was literally stacked to the ceiling.
Wow.
We've had three estate sales since then, and there's still, I filled three 30-yard dumpsters, and there's still a bunch there.
Wow.
There's outbuildings, there's everything. So I guess my question to you is, where do you, I mean, when you're at this stage, when there's nothing that really can be sold, or no, what's the best way to handle to get the property cleaned out so it can be renovated, sold? How do you approach it, and what is your guys' process?
And let me mention a few different things here. First of all, it's very common what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
We do so many different type of hoarder type situations. It's so common in the marketplace that people would be shocked on their neighbors and how many folks have this issue. And it's especially after somebody has passed, and it's almost a hobby at that point. Second of all, you're doing the right thing. I mean, you've had the sales, you've gotten rid of what's there. There's two stages left to do, and this is almost the exact process most people go through, is they're over it. You know, they've done everything they can do, and they're over it. And that's when they call us, and our guys will come in and take it all out. We come over first, look at what you have left, and give you a free estimate for the removal. It's all based upon volume. Excuse me. How many trucks or how many dumpsters you fill up, or we fill up for you. And then if you agree with that, then we just send over a 2 or 4 man team. And usually within a day, we can clean out the entire place. So it's
that
a very
big of a house.
Yeah, it's a very common process for us. We're used to doing it. So that is the process. Or the flip side is doing what you mentioned before, getting a dumpster and just cleaning it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're done with that and you want a team to come in or multiple teams, that's why we come out, and truthfully, a lot of times it'll be myself. I'll go out and actually do the estimate for you to let you know exactly what the process is at that point.
Yeah, and if you've never experienced it, it's just so overwhelming, and it's from a time standpoint, it's such a time. So I look forward to hearing your company's name and number, because it's you'll probably be hearing from me.
We'd be happy to help you out.
Well, Ken, I really appreciate your call, and I really truly am sorry for your loss and the whole situation. So hang on, and I'll be giving out that number here in just a second. All right. Junk Be Gone is easy to get a hold of. You can go online, which is the website is junkbeegone.biz.com. junkbeegone.biz, or call 675-5865. 675-5865. Mike Such, owner and president of Junk Be Gone, will be back with us in just a moment when we come back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I got some skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows.
This presidential race is shaping up to be nutso. Aren't you glad we have Rush Limbaugh along for the ride? Rush, making sense of the nonsensical 6 days a week. Only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Did you know that Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is in Bearden and it's open to the public? That's right. That's where the landscapers and the guys that are out there taking care of your lawn go to get their supplies, to get their products and equipment serviced. So how do I get there, and how do I, you know, why do I want to do that? Well, you want to do that because they have their own service department. They also have a special mix of seed, and this is fall, so this is the time to be doing that seeding. That seed is made just for this area. You're never going to find that in your big box store. This is custom seeding just for you, just for your area, whether it's shade, full sun, Bermuda, whatever it is, they will help you design the perfect plan for landscaping, for soil, all of those things at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in Bearden on Balm Drive. They have zero-turn Toro mowers. All your parts and service are all located on Balm Drive. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, 588-1993. 588-1993. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply.
Want to have a stunning, bug-free, shaded room to enjoy the outdoors? Diversified Enclosures and Screening can do that while adding value to your home. Whether you want a new deck with a maintenance-free deck railing system or a screened-in or windowed sunroom, Diversified Enclosures and Screening uses cutting-edge products, and they do business the old-fashioned way with integrity and reasonable prices. From design to installation, the team at Diversified has you covered. Call Diversified Enclosures and Screening now at 453-6780 or online at sunandscreen.com.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
From mostly cloudy to mostly sunny by afternoon, but it will be on the cooler side with a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 41. Then for your Sunday, sunshine with a high near 71 with light winds out of the southwest from 5 to 10. Then for your Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 49 degrees. For the BLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You're just joining us. Mike Such is in studio. Mike is the CEO, president, and owner of Junk Be Gone, a locally owned, locally run trash removal service. But you do more than that. You do more than just remove junk and help us sort things out if we need help, like Lucas did. You actually send people out to do that. And then you will also do things like document shredding, paper shredding.
We do document shredding.
That's huge. Why is that so important? I mean, I shred things. I have a pile that I shred and a pile that I throw out. But there are certain papers that should never go into your trash.
No, identity theft, this, you have to be so careful right now on where your papers go. We actually started this even though the company's 11 years old, we started document shredding in 2010 through 2011. And the reason we got into it was our customer request. During that time period, it was the economic downturn that was going on. And a lot of businesses were going out of business. And we were being asked consistently, because we were cleaning out their facilities, do you do document shredding? Can you do this? So we became certified in it. We started document shredding at that point, but it's really just to keep everybody secure, making sure you don't want to throw it away. You don't want those papers just going to the dump. You want them. We are HIPAA compliant, which basically means it's shredded to a certain size. Ah. It's kept in a locked truck until it gets downtown to the facility. We do offsite. So we take it downtown to a secured facility. We send back a notarized certificate of destruction, which is for your legal records. For companies, for individuals. And we also offer the service where people can bring it by our office, and people love that.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a box or two and you don't want to burn up a shredder at home,
right.
You can bring it by our office. It's $10 a box. It's a very simple process.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how many folks and businesses will just have 2, 3, 4 boxes. After 10 boxes, it makes sense for us to come get it.
Okay. So that's the breaking point.
And that's the breaking point. And we also, our guys will come to a facility. A lot of folks have it upstairs. They don't store this right near the front door. We do all the loading for you. We can either bring out our 96-gallon bins and dump them out of, or take them out of the filing cabinets themselves. So we will do that for you. Or if they're upstairs, we'll carry all those boxes down for you. That's just part of our service. Our service has always been full service.
Mm-hmm.
We started with some shred bins. We now have over 100 out in the field with businesses in town.
So they can keep the bin and fill it up, and then when it's full, call you?
Is
that how
it works? They just call us. A lot of folks do it on a monthly basis.
Okay.
We offer pickups every 4, 6, or 8 weeks, or when you call. And when you call, it usually takes 3 or 4 days for us to get there.
Okay.
But we're pretty quick on our service to get out to you. And again, every single month you get a notarized certificate of destruction back for your records.
All right, so that begs the question, as a homeowner, if I don't have a lot that I want shredded and I want to bring it to your office, where are you located?
We're on off of Western Avenue. We're on Wilson Road. So it's Western Avenue and 640.
Okay.
Right off the highway there.
That's a good location.
If you've ever passed that by there, where you can see us from the highway, but you have to get off on Western Avenue to get to Wilson Road.
Okay.
But if you go to our website, you can see where our address is. It's 2137 Wilson Road.
Okay.
It's right off, if you know where Elliot's Boots is on Western Avenue, it's right down the street from there. So that's our, everybody seems to know where that's
where Elliot's
at.
Is. So, we all have been in Elliot's.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right.
So what's your website?
It's junkbegone.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay, junkbegone.biz. And you spell out the word B, like B-E-E.
B-E, yes, ma'am.
And if you don't, you'll end up somewhere out of state. But we want to keep you local because Mike Sutch and his team do such a great job. The number there, in case you would rather do this by phone, is 675-5865. 675-5865. All right. As far as document shredding goes, you said you take it to an offsite place and then what do they do with it?
It's a secured facility. So to give you an example, no one unauthorized is allowed inside the facility. So when we pull up to the gates, we have to call them inside. Our guys have all been certified to go inside.
Mm.
So the gate closes behind us. We back the truck up, unlock it, goes into an industrial size shredder. That shredder is about the size of a half a football field. I mean, it's
wow.
a tremendous shredder. I believe it's either a quarter or eighth of an inch. And forgive me for not remembering exactly how it's shredded, but
it's at a quarter on your website.
It's a quarter. Mm-hmm. And it's HIPAA compliant. So a lot of our customers are doctors, lawyers. We've
okay.
taken papers from downtown Knoxville that went back to all the way to 1919.
Wow.
That were in the basement of a facility, and we carried all those to our trucks and took them downtown to get them shredded. Multiple trucks full of things. But, you know, people will keep their items for a very long period of
time. Well, you know, we don't know how long we should keep them. The IRS says 7 years.
Right.
Then I hear, but you better keep them for 10.
Right.
And now we've been in business for 18 years, and I still have most of my records.
And most people do that. And even when people retire, they'll take them home. So
really?
A lot of those documents are at their house in the attic, in the basement, mm-hmm. in different places. And we spend an awful lot of time with doctors and lawyers who have retired and still have those documents at their house. And we'll go to the house and we'll carry it out of the basement
for
them.
Yeah, and that's such personal information. You just can't throw that in the trash.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
And you'd be amazed how many storage facilities are full of paper.
Oh, people, I wouldn't be surprised.
People take it. And then companies have even moved out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But the paper's still in the facility. And they'll remember, this time of year is a very big time for that. They'll look and say, wow, we're still paying that storage facility bill.
Mm.
What's in there? And they'll talk around, and next thing you know, we get a phone call, and we're clearing that out. And storage facilities is a big business for us, too, because it is this time of year that people are looking at that expense of the storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
And usually after you pay for it for 2 or 3 years, the likelihood of you ever using those items that are in a storage facility aren't very good anymore.
That's a really good point.
Probably a good time to stop paying for that and moving out.
And get rid of it.
We spend an awful lot of time doing that.
Okay, so if we have a combination of, let's call it junk, just for lack of a better word, not paper, and paper, we can get it both done at the same time.
You can get it both done at the same time.
That's a nice service.
A lot of folks, especially when they're cleaning out, like the gentleman before, when you're cleaning out a house, you know, your parents have a lot of things with Social Security numbers on it and stuff, and you don't want to throw those away. So we do offer that same service. And a lot of times if we go over there and we know that, we'll take a 64 or 96 gallon secured bin to their house and let them fill it up. So when we come to get everything, we're actually picking up the bin, too.
And it's already locked.
And it's all right. Well, it has a lock on it, so we give them a key. They can lock it up when they're done filling it.
Right.
Right. So it goes right to the facility. Everything's done the right way. And there's no charge for us to drop off those bins. We just drop them off so you can fill it up. That's just part of the whole deal.
That's cool. That's really cool. I'm glad to know that there's a way to do that, especially for people like Ken that, you know, just have so much stuff they don't know where to start, and they don't want to let their parental information go.
Right.
You know, it's just a great opportunity to have someone come to your home and actually pick up the documents in a secured bin, or just carry them out and take them to a secured facility, and then have them securely destroyed and a certificate that they were destroyed. So you can be sure that this is done well and done right with people that are have the best intentions for you and your family, not someone that's just looking for a place to, you know, hawk an identity. That's not right. What this is all about. And I love that this is a local company, Mike, because I've known you for a long time and I would trust you with those papers.
No, it's the same with you, Dawn. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
And I think both our companies have survived all the crazy ups and downs of the economy here.
It's been a while. It's been a wild ride. And we've shared some of those wild rides.
Yes, we have.
All right. 656-8255. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final questions with Mike Sutton, Junk Be Gone, when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7
WOKI. Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. If you're thinking of making a move, good call. And an even better call is to contact Ryan Coleman. This is Jeff Jarnigan, here to strongly recommend my friend Ryan in Hometown Realty. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan Coleman knows the market, what it takes to sell for top dollar while finding your next dream home. And Ryan works directly with all his clients, so you won't be passed off to another agent. You'll get to know him as a friend and trust him like I do. And get this. If your home doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it. So it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your best move, call Ryan today, 693-SOLD. Hometown Realty is where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan will quarterback a touchdown of a sale. To list or buy, call Ryan, 693-SOLD. He's the personable realtor who calls you back. That's 693-SOLD. Or go online, ryancoleman.org.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection. Appraisal apply.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24/7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thank you for making us the most listened to talk radio show on the weekends. I'm just so excited about that. So proud of that. Thank you to Adam Litton, who's always doing a great job. And thank you, listeners, for listening to us and being so encouraging. We really appreciate that. If you're just joining us, Mike Sutch is with me. Junk Be Gone is a locally owned, locally run family business. Mike started it himself from scratch.
Yes.
And the first time I saw the bee on the dumpster, I thought, now there's a great logo. Junk
well,
Be Gone. Wow, pretty cool. Very catchy. But the best part is these guys really do it, and they do it right. You can call Mike at 675-5865, 675-5865, or just go to their website, see all the things they do, all the things they offer. Maybe you need a few services together. They can group all those things together for you. All you do is go to junkbegone.biz, junkbegone.biz, and spell out that B. It's worth it. All right. Let's talk a little bit. We hit on this just a little bit, but well, let me give out the phone number. But first, I want to talk about removing sheds and barns, garages, mobile homes, and ranch-style homes. That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, so 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Once we get started here, I don't want, you know, I want to get these phone calls in because we are in our last segment. What happens when you remove a home? You've got plumbing to go. You've got electrical. Does all this have to be disconnected first?
It does.
Okay.
The utilities, the home, it's up to the homeowner to have everything disconnected.
Okay.
Same thing with a hot tub, but it's no different. We don't have electricians who work for us.
Okay.
So we have to have everything disconnected and properly sealed beforehand. Now, the plumbing, we seal the pipes after we remove single wides, if there's anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the electrical has to be all disconnected and turned off. From the homeowner themselves before we go out there. And you, most of the time, because they're smaller facilities, we're utilizing a Bobcat most of the time.
Okay, so you actually do have heavy equipment that you're taking out there.
So we take it out there. We utilize our dumpsters when we're putting this away.
Okay.
The removal fee is all based upon how big the facility is and how long it takes. And, you know, some people, there is no foundation whatsoever. Some people want the foundation or it's usually just a slab of concrete underneath they're taken away. So that all matters.
So you take that away too?
We will take the slab away.
Oh, that's
away.
Good to know.
We don't get into footers and digging into the ground. We stay
that.
Away from all that stuff.
You chicken.
It takes a little bit longer. And again, you have to get the proper folks. Now, when it comes to bigger facilities, and people will call us for two-story houses and for larger houses that we don't touch. We do recommend some folks in town who we work with.
Right.
So when it comes to removal, it's very interesting. But after 11 years, I pretty well know who does all the different type of removals in town, whether it be hazmat articles, whether it be large houses, buildings that you want taken down. We have relationships with so many folks in town who we know are reliable and good.
Mm.
So we just recommend to the proper folks.
See, that's right there is why you call a company like Junk Be Gone, because if they can't do it, they're going to send you to somebody that can. We do that in our business. Not all business is for us. You know, if you have a small project you want to do and I can't handle that, I'm going to send you to somebody I trust.
Right.
And I love that you do that, because it's better than, because a lot of us don't know where to go from there. And so being a resource in the community is just huge. It's a great service. Thank you for doing that.
I think a lot of folks are very grateful when they call and say, can you do this? No. Do you know somebody who can? So they don't have to go through, you know, the internet or the yellow pages
or 25
wherever they
phone
have to
calls
go.
And don't know who they're calling.
Right. And it's really nice to know reliable people. And that's, you know, it's like moving to a new city and trying to find a dentist. You don't know where to turn. It's the same thing with the services that we have out there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you remove sheds, you remove mobile homes, you remove ranch-style homes. Some of these buildings are really old.
Some of them are old. So we do have to test for asbestos.
I wondered.
And make sure that our guys have respirators on when they're going down. Everybody wears a mask and we all do it the right and proper way. In the city of Knoxville, we have to make sure we have our permits in place so we can
Pull the permit.
We pull the permits for the different facilities if it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's based upon the cost. So
sure.
If it's a smaller shed, you don't need a permit. But if it's a larger facility, one that's been there for
like
a long
house.
Period. A house, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking like a 900-square-foot house, ranch, you could pull down.
We could. Smaller houses are easy to pull down. Okay. They really are.
But you need more than a Bobcat for that.
You need more than a Bobcat.
Okay.
We will outsource to people who own the equipment, proper equipment to get it down to. Our dumpsters will be out there, our guys will be out there, but we'll have outsourced to the person with the proper equipment, a bulldozer or, you know, backhoe or whatever we need to get down those things. And really, the whole idea is get it on the ground, get it in the proper size, get it into the dumpsters, take it to the landfill and properly dispose of it.
Okay, so again, you're recycling what, if there's anything that you can recycle, you recycle
we
it.
We recycle anything that we can.
So like aluminum gutters.
Aluminum gutters, some...
Wire?
Especially single wides and double wides, there can be an awful lot of wire and metal that you can recycle. So we can get a 40-foot dumpster of metal out of a single wide or a double wide, which helps keeps the price down too. So, I mean, we're recovering some of the cost of the disposal fees. Disposal fees are extremely expensive.
They're high. They're so high.
They are very high. And what we're trying to do is, and that's why we recycle and do so much with the items that we take, is trying to keep our costs down. I mean, if we threw everything away, people wouldn't be able to afford the services, or we wouldn't be able to afford to stay in business.
Right.
So that's why we do everything that we do.
Ah, okay. So it takes more work, but it actually allows you to continue to serve the community and others to be able to afford your services.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
That's great. And it's a good thing to do for the environment.
It's a great thing for the environment.
That landfill gets filled up with couches and stuff real fast.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. When you remove it, well, let's talk about a homeowner and a homeowner that has a shed and they want to remove it. Talk about the process. What's the first thing you do? What's the next thing you do?
We always go out and take a look at it first. We always, even for our larger jobs, but especially for 100% of our demolition jobs, we go out and look at it first. If it's full, we remove all the stuff inside of it first.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of what the process is and how many times we have to go out there to get everything done, because it's a different process to empty it than it is to remove it.
Yeah, makes sense.
And it does matter on the size. If it's a 10 by 10 aluminum shed, it's the same team. So we're just, I mean, knocking that thing down by hand.
Quickly. Very quickly.
You don't need equipment to do that.
I tell you, I literally have seen a double car garage leaning against a tree, and that's what was holding it up.
Right.
Scared me to death, and this little old lady, precious woman, just a precious woman, was parking her car in there.
Oh, my.
And I told her when I left, I said, please don't park in there. That is not a safe building. So those are the kind of things you can take down.
We take those down, and you could have one that's, you know, bought at Walmart that doesn't cost a whole lot of money, and you can have one that was built by Bob Vila in 1925 that was built the last.
He's going to kill you.
It was last forever. So, I mean, they're very different in how they're structured. Yes. So it's very different in how you have to take them down.
Ah, okay. Good point. Because if these are built with sticks and they're dug fir sticks because they were 1920s,
right,
that's going to be a whole different game than pulling down an aluminum shed.
Exactly.
You're just such a great resource. Thank you for being here. Thank you for serving the community. And I'm very grateful to know your family as well.
It's been great knowing you all these years. I certainly appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you,
and
Mike.
Congratulations for being number one.
Ah, thank you. All right. If you want to engage Junk Be Gone to see if they can help you or resource, you know, for someone that maybe they don't do, 675-JUNK, 675-5865. Or you can go to junkbegone.biz, junkbegone.biz. I want to thank you for being here today. Very grateful to Mike Truitt and Mike Such. Interesting. This is the show of Mike's today. We're going to be back in studio next week. This is a bye week. Go out and cheer on those Race for the Cure folks that are out there doing it for a great cause. If you haven't done that, there's also a car show tomorrow morning at Westtown Mall. Lots of things to do in Knoxville. One of them is listening to Around the House. We'll be back next week from 7 to 9 with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The Titans come off consecutive wins and look to notch another. This Sunday, the Titans host the Indianapolis Colts. Mike Keith and Frank Wycheck give you the action with a 1 Eastern kickoff. The award-winning Titans Countdown is on the air at noon Eastern. It's a battle in the AFC South Division in Nashville. The Titans and the Colts right here on Titans Radio.
It's the Titans and Colts Sunday at noon on your station for the Titans in East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Don't pay, don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield. Games and things. Cause life should be fun, fun, fun.
It's going on now through Monday, the biggest sale of the year, the 36th anniversary sale at Games and Things. 4 days only, now through Monday only. Everything in Games and Things' 10,000 square foot showroom is marked at 20 to 50% off. Pool tables from Brunswick and Olhausen, game room furniture, home theater seating, the largest selection of kitchen and bar stools in the area, all on sale for 4 big days. Enjoy special pricing on floor samples, discontinued models, and new introductions. Games and Things manufacturers are offering free upgrades and extra incentives for Games and Things' amazing sale, including 6 months same as cash with approved credit. If you have plans for that game room you've always dreamed of, or if you want a home theater for movie night or the big game, you don't want to miss this event. Extended hours Friday, Saturday, and Monday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 1 to 5. Help celebrate Games and Things 36 years in business. Great deals on quality fun furniture for your home now through Monday at Games and Things, Kingston Pike at Lovell Road, because